Hey, everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian William and Nisha coming to you live every day talking about HR with the people in HR who get it done. So glad to be back. Great day without question. So first of all, William Tincup, how are you today?
Man, I am fantastic. Had a great weekend. Ready to have a fantastic week before Louisiana Sherm. 13, we'll all be in Baton Rouge drinking daiquiris and stuff.
It is on.
It is on. I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
I am absolutely crushing it today. It is just one of those days I'm holding on for dear life to the goodness as long as I can before reality slaps me in the back of the head again. So... just riding it as long as I'm just, holding on. So it's going to be good, and I cannot wait. Louisiana Sherm, one of my favorites of the year. The people and the energy and just good people. Great. We got a good group of people coming together down there. That'll be the first time that you and Nisha and myself are able to be live on site, and we've got it is definitely good timing because I will get to meet, and I'm not sure, William, if you've met Janine before, but our guest today, Janine Truitt, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Hi, everyone.
So we get to meet you in person.
I
have not met you yet, and so in down at La Sherm.
Yes, exciting, very exciting. I feel like I know a lot of people, but I really don't. So this is like bringing it all full circle.
Well, you'll definitely know probably even more than maybe you wanted to after Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Let's lower some expectations if we can. Well, for everybody, because it's that first time you meet somebody, you're like, for whatever reason, you're kind of belt them up in your head. So I tend to do the reverse. I tend to really lower expectations for people, and then that way I meet them. I'm like, I'm pleasantly surprised.
You know, that is just and especially down there, just lower the bar so you don't trip over the bar. You go to the bar. You don't trip over it down there. So that's actually a good thing to share, Janine, especially. Take William to heart on this one. Just really push those get your feet, jump up and down on the expectations. So
yeah.
They're really low. Drive
to
the ground.
Oh, no, I'm there.
Bit.
I've said great expectations and no expectations. It's like I have these expectations somewhat, but, I mean, as far as the people are people. I'm just going to go and let it roll.
Hey, those are words to live by right there. So if you would, let's kick it off. Introduce yourself to our millions of listeners, and then we'll roll into what's going on in your world.
Sure. So I'm Janine Truitt. I'm Senior Human Resource Representative for Brookhaven National Laboratory, / HR blogger, / newly entrepreneur. I mean, HR practitioner, 8 years, primarily in the recruitment and HR technology space. So that's pretty much me.
So
a lot of flashes.
I heard a newly minted entrepreneur. So we need to, before we get to that, what's keeping you up at night, we need to know a little bit more about that. What exactly have you gone and done?
So as of January, I've started my own LLC. It's called Talent Think Innovations LLC. And I'm really excited about it. It's going to be an HR/HR tech consulting firm that focuses on, as I say, it's a talent management revival. It's going to focus on helping companies get smart and innovative about the way that they manage their talent, largely because I don't believe too many companies do that correctly, in my experience. So our tagline is talent first, think smart, innovate always. And it's just in keeping with, keeping your talent first because that's at the crux of your business, being smart just because I think people overthink some very basic things sometimes when they're managing people, and just keeping innovation in the back of your head when you're, coming up with things, creativity, to be exact. So Very excited about it. It's actually coming about a lot sooner than I expected it to, but sometimes karma pushes you in directions you don't expect.
Well, that is absolutely true. Tell us your go-to-market strategy. So you had this idea off to the side. You have this full-time gig,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're going to market and people are going to buy stuff. So if you don't mind, tell us your go-to-market mm-hmm. strategy, but also the services layer. Are you selling mm-hmm. hours? Are you selling projects, fractional ownership? Like, what exactly are you selling?
So it would be hours and just advisory services, which I've been doing some of that for free already, and so I needed a way to kind of turn that away from the free, which I don't mind to do for friends. But I've had some pretty big players kind of mooch off of some of my knowledge before, so to speak. So some of that advisory, obviously, and then a lot around just projects that, you know, I can do remotely, which I've done that as well, just kind of helping people wrap their mind around the logistics of what they need to do in order to put forth a talent strategy. So the first two layers to the business, while I have great expectations for it in the long run, is really the talent first model, which is the advisory service that encompasses employee life cycle, talent attraction, talent engagement, talent retention. So all the things that I know very well. And then the second piece is the Talent Innovate, which is the HR tech service that has everything to do with recruitment systems and project management around vendor selection and implementation and things of that nature. So those are the two places I thought I could start first, being full-time employed and managing a part-time business without, you know, having to be on site and traveling and things of that nature. So I'm hoping that my hunch works out.
Do you find yourself, do you think you'll find yourself in more of the process game, where you're helping people kind of tear down, build back
yeah.
up, or audit process stuff, or
I'd like to
the
do
technology
audit,
stuff?
Definitely,
right.
But I think it's going to be a little difficult with what my current situation is, but it's really the process, just helping people get their minds around the process, because I find that's where they have the greatest difficulty is, you know, putting forth lean processes and things that make sense. A lot of times it's red tape and there are things that are being considered that really shouldn't be considered. Meanwhile, you know, the more important aspects of implementing, let's say, HR technology are, you know, just way out of the line of sight. So I kind of want to help companies focus on those more important aspects and giving them a process that can grow with them and that will work for them day to day.
So there's a big difference between selling the work and doing the work, right?
Right.
Where are your strengths, do you believe, in selling the work or doing the work?
I think doing the work. I mean, I can certainly sell something, but I don't think that that's something that I enjoy. but when you're, you know, a solopreneur, so to speak, I think you have to become all the above. So whether I like it or not, I think I'm going to have to channel both until I'm at a point where I can find somebody that I trust that, you know, can do some of the things I don't love, that, you know, they love it and so, you know, they'll excel at it. But I think for now I'm going to have to channel both ends.
So let me ask the relationship with the tech vendors, because you probably have some tech vendors that you've worked with in the past and
mm-hmm.
then you like, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to bring new tech vendors that you've never worked with? Like, what's your relationship with that technology community going to be like?
So where I'm at right now is really getting to know some more vendors that are outside of what I already know. And my aim is to, you know, do a lot of demos and get to know these companies more and get to know the systems better and kind of come up with a Bible, so to speak, of systems and vendors that I've already pre-vetted for different types of companies, different sizes, different industries. So I've started to do some of that already, but I have a lot more to go. So, I mean, that's kind of what my hope is to have a book, a Bible to go by when I encounter, say, you know, a startup or, you know, somebody that's mid-sized but in banking, you know, and there's a system that works, you know, that's catering to that industry, just being able to kind of point them in the right direction with those things.
Nice. Well, Brian and I both love this conference. So the HR Technology Conference in Chicago in October, mm-hmm. in 3 days' time, you can learn every system that's relevant.
Wow.
So one thing I would definitely put on your radar is Vegas, you know, October 6th through about the 10th.
Okay.
Just live in the expo hall. There's 500 vendors. They're all there. They'll do demos like it's nobody's business. I mean, you can
wow.
walk booth to booth, and then seriously, in 3 days' time, you can learn everything you need to learn for a year in HR technology. So it's probably a worthy investment of your time. Let's talk a little bit about the shingle that you're hanging out there. Did you talk with your current employer, A? Is there any? Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Anywho, did you talk to them about that? And also, like, what are you, is it a website, is it a blog, or how are you going to drive traffic to a place that describes what you do?
So the first question, they absolutely know. I would never, I have a great deal of respect for my employer, and I like to do things on the up and up. So it's been approved and vetted by them. I'm good to go as far as this business is concerned. I'm in R&D, so really there's nothing in terms of a conflict of interest that couldn't have been approved, but to that end, they are fully aware of what I'm doing on the side. So that's that piece of it. And then the other question was, I'm sorry. Was,
sure, it's
oh, how I'm
going to
drive traffic. So
right.
Essentially, I do have a website. I had hoped to have it up and running today, but there was a little bit of a glitch over the weekend. So we're trying to work that out. But there is going to be a website that tells you all about the company, and there's certainly an ability to contact me if, you know, you're looking for some sort of assistance on a project or work. My services are going to be there. Any events and engagements that I'm going to be doing are going to be on the website as well. And I'm also pulling in the aristocracy of HR into the fold. I haven't created a different company blog because I really don't think I need to distance myself from the aristocracy of HR. That is who I am as a professional and a person. So I'm going to, you know, kind of channel that and use that also as a platform to raise awareness around what I'm doing.
Well, in terms of your own talent, have you already started to kind of pull in some people to help you with when the work kind of gets heavy, and or are there people down the road that you already kind of see yourself aligning with, except for your own talent pipeline?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are at least one to two right now that I know that, one that we've already kind of partnered, and another that, you know, may be coming on board down the line, so... But, you know, again, I still know that a lot of this is going to fall on me initially. I mean, it's not as though it's being funded or by some venture capitalist. Nobody's doing anything like that. This is all me. So my thought process was when I created it initially, when I had the idea was, okay, when my husband retires in 11 years, I don't want to be working for anybody anymore. So, you know, in this way, with it pushing me a lot earlier, I'm saying I have a lot of time now to work out the kinks to get myself solvent, so that does come to fruition. And I have a roadmap for it, you know, for all those years as well. So,
well, let me ask a geography question because Kim, you know, Kim Roden comes to mind because
mm-hmm.
She's up there close to you. You're in Long Island.
Yep.
Do you think the business is going to be for a little bit? Is it going to be local? Is it going to be in New York? You're going to get most of your business in New York or the Northeast? Or do you think that this is anywhere and domestically or internationally that the business will kind of grow as it grows from your network, et cetera?
My network is extremely global, so I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, it has the potential to be somewhat of a global business, but I think on the ground it's going to definitely be something local, you know, certainly in the Northeast for sure, because that's what I've done prior to putting the business in place. So, you know, anybody that's reached out to me has always been in the Northeast, but I don't have any doubts that it could be global in time because of the way that my network is kind of panning out.
Nice. Janine, let me do a quick reset. Everybody listen to Drive Through HR, Brian William and Nisha Everyday coming to you. Janine, let's switch gears a little bit. So talk a little bit about all your involvement with kind of the social unconference conferences and kind of where you see that, you know, playing into kind of your personal strategy.
Definitely. So I'm going to be on the social media team for LA SHRM, obviously, and I'm also, well, I wouldn't say it's a social media team. I'm also involved with Social HR Camp, which I've been working with Jeff Waldman and Salima Nadu on bringing it to New York. They've touched a lot of other cities, but, you know, obviously they wanted to break ground here in New York as well. So it seems like it's a social year for me. I'm also on the SHRM National team as well. So I think everything I've done, and I don't think it was intentional, has been, you know, very social, very, you know, around Twitter and using all of these tools. And it's done a great deal for me as an HR practitioner, and I think that resonates with people. When you just say, oh, you need to use this tool because this is the trendy thing to do, I think people are like, okay, well, trends pass, it's fleeting. But when you get somebody that is a trench HR person, which I am, I work in HR, I always have, I'm not, you know, somebody that, you know, stumbled upon it, like I went to school for it, I've studied it. I think when I can speak to the positives and things that have come about for me by virtue of using these tools, I think people's, you know, it resonates and it says, well, wow, if she can do it, well, maybe there's value in it for me too. And I'm not at all about telling them to use it just for the sake of using it. I think you need to look at your business, look at your customer base, and think about, you know, whether any of these tools make sense for you at all. But I don't think social media is fleeting. I think it's something that's here. I think it's something that could certainly facilitate many HR initiatives or, you know, even processes or ways in which we do certain things. So I just kind of want to get out there as one of those champions of, you know, trench HR people that do find value in it. And that's kind of been the method to my madness behind doing a lot of the stuff that I've done. And also it's a great experience to get out there and meet other professionals, because one thing I can say is I don't think I would have met you all. I wouldn't have met a lot of people that I really admire that are doing great things in the HR space if it wasn't for social media, or it would have taken years and years and years for it to happen. So I think that's important as well.
How often do you review your own investment, your investments plural? You blog, you know, obviously you do a lot of writing, you promote your stuff, you connect with others. How often do you kind of look at all of your investments and your time, money, and energy in social media and kind of restack the debt or spend more time with an application or a medium or with an audience, et cetera?
I'm looking at that right now, and I try to reset every couple of months, and it usually takes one or more things to happen for me to hit that reset button. If anybody that blogs, it's a lot of work. It's very full-time. It's as full-time as my full-time job, and it's not just the writing piece. It's the promotion of it and getting it out across, you know, the various platforms. And I'm at that point now, to be very honest. I've gotten to a point now where I'm writing for my blog, and, you know, I was approached by several people probably last year to contribute and on different mediums. And so, you know, with a part-time business and with venturing into the speaking space as well, which I'm going to be doing that at Social HR Camp, I have to recalibrate and really think about, you know, what is giving me the most bang for my buck. I certainly don't think that, you know, contributing 5-6 places is reasonable any longer, as much as I love each of them for different reasons. So I am at a point where I'm kind of hitting the reset button and refocusing my energy.
You could say the word button all day long. I love hearing the word button.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed. I concur.
It's like there's something of it's like cinnamon for the soul for me. I hear the word button. All right. So What haven't you like when you look at all the social mix and you look out at Pinterest and Instagram and Vine or whatever it is, what are you looking at that you just don't get?
So I would have to say that Google Plus is still a little bit of an anomaly to me. I use it on because, you know, it's yet another platform to kind of engage with people and get my material out, but for me, I haven't really found, the aha moment hasn't happened yet. I get the Hangouts, which I've not been on one of those yet, so I plan to try to venture into that soon and figure out how that works. I think it's cool, but outside of that, I just don't know what the intrinsic value is. With Instagram, you know, it's the pictures and being able to tell a story with the pictures in a quick line or, you know, no line at all. Maybe sometimes the picture says it all. With Facebook, you know, you get its family and friends and that kind of thing. LinkedIn is purely business. Google Plus is like a big question mark for me still. I don't know if it's going to change. I think it's a cool concept, and perhaps it's, you know, on the uptick as well with certain things, but not sure what to do with it.
I had the same thing. In fact, going into this year, I hadn't even really signed up for a Google Plus account, and so I promised myself I would dedicate some time, money, and energy and focus on Google Plus. I still haven't found a great answer to your question, so I can't, even though I'm almost 4 months into it, I haven't really come to a great conclusion, but I'm hoping that it will hit me upside the head like most great things. Let's kind of pivot and talk about Louisiana Sherm.
Sure.
What are you hoping, you know, as you kind of look at everything, you're going to meet some people, all that stuff. What are your pre-show expectations for Louisiana Sherm?
You know, I can't say that I have a ton of them, but I am looking to take some of the, you know, the relationships that I've already developed and kind of bring that in real life feel to it. So people that I speak to, you know, if not daily, monthly, and, you know, but we've never met. And so social media is great, but I think at some point, I think the paradigm shift now is, okay, I've spoken to you enough online. Okay, let's move this along and, you know, get to the real-life thing. I think it all still ends at the in-real-life encounter. So that's one aspect of it. The other piece is that there's some just phenomenal people that are in this social HR, you know, social media community. So I'm looking to hear what people's perspectives are via the sessions and learn something. I certainly don't know it all. So I'm just learning, hoping to take some nuggets back with me and utilize it if possible.
It should be a fantastic, Brian and I, actually, the first show we did as drive-through was at Louisiana Sherm 3 years ago, now, or 2 years ago now. And so it'll be just nice to be in Baton Rouge. Last year in New Orleans, it was almost too much.
Oh, yeah?
Speaking for myself, for sure, it was a little bit too much. But it's going to be a good show. The rest of your calendar, I wanted to ask you a quick question of other shows that you're going to go to. What else is on your travel calendar?
So, Social HR Camp, not much traveling except for maybe a train ride into the city, but that's happening April 20th, and I'm actually doing a session on my session's called Social HR Minimalism, and essentially it's my idea for HR professionals that, you know, with a minimum amount of effort, you can get the maximum impact. So I'll be doing that for them on April 20th. And then travel-wise, the next thing up is Sherm National, which is in June. And I know you guys will be there as well. So nothing really beyond that. Because one thing I have to, tip my hat to a lot of, you know, our colleagues in this space is, you know, how the hell are you doing it? All these different conferences, every month there's something going on. For me, I have to kind of say to myself in the beginning of the year, okay, I'm going to go to these three or these four because my reality is I'm still a mom. I have a 4-year-old and I have a 10-month-old. And I have a husband whose schedule is crazy. So therefore, you know, I just have to be mindful of those things. And I am still obviously employed. So I try to strategize in the beginning of the year and figure out what's going to work, and we'll see. And certainly you said HR tech is something to look into. So I'm going to see if I can squeeze that one in and end it out that way.
Nice. So, Janine, this is Brian. What kind of change gears here? What do you see happening that you feel the other trench folks are doing right so far this year?
You know, I think that there's a lot of new concepts. I've certainly been watching Jason Lauritsen and Joe Gerstein with the Frontier Project. It seems to be like the year of, you know, innovation and like groundbreaking things, like almost like everybody's saying, okay, you know what, we've been talking about, you know, how to engage people and all these little buzzword things for so long. 2013 is the year to really like put our money where our mouth is. So I think that, you know, everybody's kind of on that in that mode where, you know, they want to, you know, see things get done finally and stop talking about it. So for me, those two I'm watching very closely because I think what they're doing is not quite exactly like what I'm doing, but I think the sentiment is the same. And it's not just about a company, just having a company, but it's more of a movement around, you know, people, talent, and getting things right finally in HR, which, you know, I'm not trying to bash it. I'm an HR diehard fan, but at the same time, I think that we do a lot of talking and, you know, we make minimal paces forward and you know, actually getting it right on the ground level. So.
Well, that is a great, great answer, as usual. You always have great answers, I might add. So, last question, and then we got about 2 minutes left. I want to make sure everybody connects with you, and then they know also about your new, kind of new venture, and the, you know, where they can see you in person, where you're, you know, you're making personal appearances this year. All that stuff will get done in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So, what's the last best thing you read or heard that stuck with you and made an impact in your world?
In my world. So, I mean, this may seem silly. It actually was maybe an hour ago, an article that just came up on Facebook, and it's called Socriticracy or something like that. You'll see that I share it. But it's quite funny and then true, and it basically it's this premise that, you know, working for a company where everybody sucks, everybody that sucks actually, like, rises up the ranks. And it resonated with me because I've worked for those companies. I don't now, so, but I've been there, and it's kind of asking those of us that, you know, don't like to see that kind of thing happen to get behind it and pledge to not give in to those that suck, you know, like cite people for their work, you know, do your own thing, you know, learn, that kind of thing. So I thought it was pretty funny, obviously, for April Fool's Day, but I do think that we kind of pander into some of these things in HR sometimes. So I think it's something that I'm going to think about, and it may turn into a blog post very soon. So,
fantastic. So where can, real quick, where can people connect with you? Where can people look for kind of your website of the business, and then we're going to roll on out.
So the website should be coming out the end of this week. It's going to be talentthinkinnovationsllc.com, and I'll be blasting it like crazy. Twitter, at Tsarina of HR, and obviously the blog is The Aristocracy of HR. And, you know, I'm on Google Plus, although I'm still figuring it out. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. Connect with me there. And I'm on Facebook now, too, with the Aristocracy of HR Facebook page. So I'm everywhere. Just Google me and we'll connect.
Perfect. Well, I definitely cannot wait to hang with you in person and spend a little time down at La Sherm. It'll be a blast. So have a good rest of the day.
Thank
We're out
you.
Of here, folks. Thanks
Bye,
for
everyone.
Tuning in.